In our never-ending quest to make sense of race relations in the U.S., sometimes re-examining the past is a good way to try to understand the present. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews a novel and a collection of short fiction from two important Black American writers finally getting their due. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Holy cow, the new novel from Percival Everett, James, is so good. Everett is no newcomer to the literary scene. I just counted more than 35 books since 1983 listed on his Wikipedia page. And what's not mentioned there for some stupid reason is that he received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the National Book Critics Circle in 2021. Anywho, Everett's big moment is finally happening right now because the hit movie American Fiction, based on his 2001 novel Erasure, and now James, which is his rewrite of The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn from the point of view of Big Jim, the enslaved character Huck rafts down the Mississippi with, is taking America by storm. If you listen to audiobooks, run, do not walk, to Libro.fm to get Dominic Hoffman's audio version of James, which is surely headed for the Grammys and such. The audio is particularly great because one of the novel's premises is that speaking in dialect is a total put-on that the slaves do in order to avoid intimidating their masters. But when speaking to each other, they drop the accent and the limited vocabulary and sound like your average reader of The New Yorker. So as Jim and Huck become closer, Jim has to remember to talk slave to him, and Huck keeps catching him out, like when Jim has dreams about the philosopher John Locke and starts babbling professorially in his sleep. As far as showing the institution of slavery from the Black point of view, there are innumerable acute aspects of this book. For one thing, it's set right at the beginning of the Civil War, and though Jim would like to believe that things are actually different for Blacks in the North than in the South, experience tends to show otherwise. And aside from these serious aspects, it's a wild adventure with plenty of humor and adds a fantastic plot twist I wish Mark Twain could hear about in heaven. The ending recalls Quentin Tarantino's Django Unchained, but is even more intense and glorious. I'm sorry to say that this is the only book of Everett's I've read, but I will fix that and report back. In other news, have I mentioned that I've been doing book review coverage for Oprah Daily, the online component of the O Empire? So in my February fiction roundup, I recommended Neighbors and Other Stories by Diane Oliver. Diane Oliver was a preternaturally gifted 22-year-old Black girl who died in a motorcycle accident 1 month before her graduation from the Iowa Writers' Workshop in 1966. As a time capsule of the civil rights period, Neighbors reveals from the inside the heartbreaking experiment that was desegregation. The title story concerns a Black family agonizing over whether to send their child to be the first to cross the color line at school. Another shadows four teenagers as they take a table in a department store restaurant. A third follows a Black girl to a white women's college. A story about a teenager on a European exchange program where she is a curiosity of zoo-like proportions is deepened by a poignant sense of the bright life that was cut short. It's heartbreaking to think what Oliver could have accomplished had she lived.
The books are James by Percival Everett and Neighbors and Other Stories by Diane Oliver. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.